Thank you very much, and what a pleasure it is to be visiting here in North Carolina with all you wonderful people that have attended the big festival. This is the night that Red Smiley and myself will let you in on a few secrets that we've dared not mention before, maybe. And we hope our wives are nowhere close in the area. Right quick, like, I'd like to tell you, Red is retired now, living over on the Chesapeake Bay. However, I've pulled him out of retirement maybe 5 or 6 days a month to get out and work with Bill Harrell and myself in the Tennessee Cut-Ups to keep him from going crazy. He's too good a musician to completely retire. And we really enjoy these get-togethers. And to my right over here is Buck Ryan, who works with us all the time on the fiddle. The McCurry brothers, Dell and Jerry, back here with bass and guitar. Bill Harrell right here, my buddy and partner now since Red's retired. Get in there. This old boy right here, I ain't gonna tell you who he is. Red Smiley, let's give him a big hand, what do you say?
And of course, the fella with the silvery gray hair and the 44 waistline, no, I'll take that back, it's a 38 now, was my partner for about 15 years. Don Reno, let's give him a great big brother, huh?
Thank you very kindly. You know, back many years ago, Red Smiley and myself started working together. We was raised fairly close together, but actually started working together December the 27th, 1949, in Roanoke, Virginia, with Tommy Magnus and the Tennessee Buddies. While we were working with Tommy Magnus, we recorded 4 songs with Tommy on Federal, I believe it was, and coming back from Cincinnati, Ohio, from the recording engagement, we had a wreck that night and got bruised up pretty bad, but not critical. And I thought of a name of a song. I'm using my Bible for a road map and figured that would be what I'd better use from now on if I was going to stay around with Tommy. You know, he was a pretty rough driver back in that day. We recorded this number in 1951, unbeknownst to us, that it would start us out on a career that we would really enjoy and have many memories of. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap, our first record.
Thank you.
very kindly. In 1953, we recorded a song also that we had written while we were working at WDBJ in Roanoke, Virginia, and had tried it out on several audiences, and they seemed to like the number real well, so we decided we'd record this one for King. And it turned out to be a number that has really done a lot for us, I think, Red. Back in the early stages, I think this song here kind of set a pattern for Red and myself. We'd like to sing it for you.
Enjoyed that tune. Along with my five-string banjo was becoming real popular then, about 53 or 54. Of course, Don Reno was one of the most popular banjo players at the time. And we had the fortunate luck of being able to record an old tune. It's been around for a long, long time. Don kind of upgraded this on the five-string banjo. We took it up to Cincinnati, to King Records, and at first they didn't want us to do it because it was a tune that they didn't own, and they didn't want to pay somebody else. But anyway, we talked Sid Nathan, the owner of King Records at that time, into doing the Limehouse Blues. Thank you.
this time we had moved to Richmond, Virginia. A young man from Riverdale, Maryland come down who was formerly raised in Virginia, and his parents had moved up there and wanted to go to work with us. And this young man happened to be Bill Harrell standing back here. He did. He worked with us for a long time and had to go to the Army up there. But, Red, I remember Bill used to sing a song called A Good Woman's Love. We liked it. Folks really used to enjoy it. So while we rest our pipes a minute, let's listen to Bill Harrell sing Good Woman's Love for you. Trio numbers together too, and this number here in particular folks used to seem to like awful well. Red, let's me and you and Bill sing. You remember what it was?
When the golden leaves begin to fall. I left the
the finest guys I ever sung with in my life. They keep me sounding good. Long about this time, we used to, I think we started doing a TV show in Washington, D.C. every Saturday night called Town and Country Time with Jimmy Dean and the Texas Wildcats. Buck Ryan here was fiddling with Jimmy at that time, and Red and myself had priorly run into Buck and worked with him on several occasions when he was up in the Shenandoah Valley and we was in Roanoke, Virginia, and we used to, admire this man's work more than anybody's that we ever admired. And when you know him, you admire him more because he's a down-to-earth good fellow.
He's a good cook.
He's a good cook, and... Buck loves to talk with people and shake hands with them, and really, he really appreciates the people that come out to hear him play a fiddle. And I remember one in particular that he used to just eat up on a fiddle back then, Red, called the Lee Highway Blues. I wonder, Buck, if you'd play that for us, huh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
If the electrician is here, Bob Hicks, please report to the concession stand right away. Don, it's all yours.
Thank you. Don't electrocute Carlton until he pays us.
Yeah.
He's fixing to electrocute you before you get paid.
Oh, well, Carlton always did provide a good funeral, you know. He's supposed to be, we'll tell you about Carlton after a while.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of story on him. He ain't told me.
Red and myself always tried to pick out songs that we thought folks would like and something that might, you know, have a little appeal to it to all different classes of people. And Red, I remember one song in particular that we used to do on the Old Dominion Barn Dance. It used to draw quite a bit of mail, and we finally recorded it. While it's on my mind, I want to do it for all these wonderful folks down here because I think they'll enjoy it too. It's called Garden in the Sky. These two boys behind us here work with us all the time, Bill and Jerry, the McCurry brothers. We've had some requests for them to sing tonight on our show, and we're glad to have them. We'll get them up here to sing a song for you. Did you fellas have any particular request that you'd like to take care of?
No, they're going to sing anyway.
High Well Sorrow, that's a good one. Thank you.
everything complete. Then I fell for another who led my life astray. Now I'll be in sorrow till my dying day. And now with sorrow I'm traveling along. I've lost all my true friends. I've lost a happy home. I'm headed for destruction. I'm on the wrong track. Down the highway of sorrow, there's no turning back.
You know, in 1957, Red and myself went on tour up in Canada, and our first engagement, I think, started in Billings, Montana. That was a pretty good little hop from Roanoke, Virginia to Billings, but we finally made it. And Red, there was two characters that rode with us on the rest of this tour. I'll let you tell that story.
All right, Don. That's right, we met a group of entertainers from the Grand Ole Opry in Billings, Montana, after we had driven, I think, maybe about 3 days in a snowstorm, and the old Model T just barely didn't make it, but we made it. We were supposed to pick up two fellows from California to ride along with Don and myself on this tour. We didn't know at the time when we left Roanoke who they were. We got to Billings, Montana and played a date, and we got ready to leave that night, and the two fellows that were supposed to ride with Don and myself was none other than Buck Owens and Win Stewart. So Buck and Win had come in on a wing and a prayer. They started out from out in Bakersfield, California, I believe, in a 1937 Ford, I believe he said, or a 47 Ford it was, and it didn't make it. So they rode the tour with Don and myself, and it was just lucky that Buck Owens had written a song that we had wanted to record for a long time, and we were recording for the Dot Record people at that time in Nashville, Tennessee. Mac Wiseman was the A&R man at the time, and we done a song that Buck wrote, Sweethearts in Heaven.
If there be sweethearts in heaven, bye.
Sweethearts in Heaven was released on the Dot label, we still had a lot of numbers left that we'd already recorded. They call it in the can at recording studios, and there was one number in particular that I thought, I always did think was a good number, and everybody thought it was the sorriest number we cut on that go-round, you know, Red, that time. And they finally released it. In fact, I believe this was the last number they had left by Red and myself. They'd been releasing numbers while we were on Dot. But when Sweethearts in Heaven come out, it made a pretty good little splash over the country, and old Sid decided he'd cash in on our good fortune there. And so he released a number that I think covered up Sweethearts in Heaven for us, called I Know You're Married, But I Love You Still.
I know.
I would like to tell you folks here that another particular fellow was awful. Let me think about this. No, he really did great wonders for Red and myself, and was with us constantly. Our personal manager for something like 9 or 10 years, and he's today one of the biggest promoters in the business, and I guess one of the most well thought of men in the entertainment world. He's the gentleman that's built this park here for you. Mr. Carlton Haney, wherever he's at, I wish you'd give him a great big round of applause. Well, he's probably resting and eating about it there. Red, these boys is cards back here, and somebody's going to shuffle them and deal with them if they keep on. All right, Red, you tell them what you want
to hear. All right, I sure will. You know, Don has written a lot of banjo tunes and recorded possibly about 50, I guess, something like that, isn't it, Don? More than that, I guess. I really don't know. In fact, I don't know how many we've ever recorded. I don't have them all. Someone asked today if I had a copy of a certain number. I said, I never did know we recorded that. He said, well, we had a copy of it one time.
Close to 350.
About 350 tunes or something like that on the King record. But as I said today or yesterday here, Don was down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he wrote a tune that I think is one of the finest banjo tunes that Don has written himself and played. Let's listen to him as he plays the Charlotte Breakdown.
One of the favorite numbers of all times that Red and myself recorded, and Red, I think this number was a real good seller for us, and we still get lots and lots of requests for this number wherever and whenever we do it, was one called Whispering Hope. And for all you wonderful folks here tonight, we certainly hope you enjoy this very inspirational hymn.
Hope spread the gentle first
Using Jerry McCurry out here on bass because we had some numbers that him and Jerry wanted to do, but we've got our old bass player Red here tonight. The reason is we don't have many people involved in the Reno and Smiley story. We didn't never change men. We kept the same band together 10 years, you know.
Well, you know, Don, we were talking about that down here at your bus this afternoon.
Tell them why we kept.
Well, we found out while we kept them, we didn't pay them enough, they couldn't leave. So that's why we had the same men for about 10 or 12 years. And as Don says, we do have one of the boys here that started with us, played the bass fiddle for many, many years with us. And after Don and I separated, he stayed on with me for about 4 years. So let's make him welcome. He'll come out here and play some bass fiddle along with us. Johnny Palmer, let's give him a great big welcome.
I don't mean to take your applause away, John, but Kathy Briggs is wanted at the concession stand.
Thank you. Kathy Briggs is wanted at the concession stand. Mac McGahey was our fiddle player for 10 years. I'll tell Mac about the good hand that he got. I'm sorry he couldn't be with us. He's working with Porter Wagner now, and he couldn't be here because they had engagements somewhere else. But I think Buck Ryan is doing a great job as a stand-in. Somebody wanted to hear Tally Ho. I think this is I believe we recorded that, didn't we? Yeah.
Now that old towel to run. come on in.
Pushing me to run one at a time.
Go ahead, you can do it. Put them all together.
I'll try it.
Go ahead. Get
by. Don't get shot, I'll try it again. There was a mule in the way, I had to get him out before I could get it off. You make the next selection here.
All right. Thank you, Don. Somebody wanted to hear John Palmer do the song that he learned, you know, about 16 years ago now, I guess it was. Have you already forgot that song, John? 16 years ago, and he should have forgotten it, and he says he has. But we'll let you do it after a while, Johnny.
All right.
That's a good one. Here's a banjo tune that Don recorded along with the cut-ups back several years ago. And this is an old-time tune. Maybe you remember this one. The Lady of Spain.
And John plays some bass.
Right. This is the way we recorded. Nothing but a banjo bass.
Johnny Palmer there, one of the finest old boys in the world, I reckon. Old-time friend of mine, me and John used to shoot marble together when we were little boys.
Yeah, down in Pea Ridge, South Carolina, wasn't it?
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Between the
yeah. We did a song on a gospel album. Well, I believe we had a single on this one to start with, Don, and they came out with our first, or maybe our second, gospel album for King, and they called it the name of the next song. We're going to ask Bill Harrell, and is it Dale or Dale sung with the song, isn't it?
Yeah.
We hope you'll enjoy Someone Will Love Me in Heaven. Friends, I was just a little boy the night my mommy and daddy were called to meet Jesus. And I couldn't understand why they wouldn't speak to me when friends held me up to the casket to look at him. I wanted my daddy to go out and laugh and play with old Rover. I wanted my mommy to help me kneel down and say my little prayers like she'd always told me to do. I guess the saddest time came when they lowered my mommy and daddy into the grave. They put the dirt and then the flowers over them, and the preacher said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh." Now I wish with all my heart that God would take me with him. But it seemed small as I was, God spoke to me and said, "Son, someone will love you in heaven.
Someone will love you.
Good news for you, they found the kid. Oh, well, that's real good. Found both of them. Isn't that wonderful? Nothing like being lost from your mommy or daddy when you're a little boy or girl. I'm certainly proud they found them. You know, this has been a most enjoyable pleasure on our part here entertaining you folks and kind of giving you a little inside story of the Ringo and Smiley regime together. And it's nice to have Red working back with us now as much as his health will permit. I'd like to say what a nice audience and a nice bunch of people that we think you folks are down here that has visited the first North Carolina Bluegrass Festival. And we hope that you have many, many more. For all the wonderful folks up in the kitchen there, I can't remember all their names, but the ones that have worked serving the folks food and everything, we'd like to say thanks to them and thanks to everybody here. In other words, Red, I've got a song I'd like to go that we'd like to go off with, and this fits you folks to a T. We wouldn't change you if we could.
Since
Won't you kiss me one more time? I've had too many kisses to ever get you close to me. But one more time.